The story starts with a high school class art project. Senior Maria Vasquez was one of 60 tasked to design a sculpture representing honor, to honor those serving on the front lines in the military, as well as those keeping the community safe at home. But the young artist struggled with finding the best way to portray such a broad concept.
It was kind of like all over the place. So I was like, you know, most of the time whenever I get my inspiration from something, it's from a poem. So I looked up poems that had to do with honor. Nothing stuck. It was all kind of, you know, generic. And then I came across Mr. McGee's poem.
Honor. This I asked a learned scholar. Sir, how can I rise to honor? Such was the master's reply. To rise up, live, love, fight, then die.
That's William McGahee reading his poem Honor that he wrote when he was a high school senior, just like Maria. Maria says his poem taught her the true meaning of honor is trying to protect your loved ones, your friends, and family. She tried to translate that meaning into her sculpture.
Whenever you look directly into it, you're seeing the soldier as who he is with his cap on and everything. And then you're seeing the family afterwards, and deeper in you see a child, and that child could probably be their son or it could be them whenever they were a child.
She points to three black-coated steel panels, each with a separate silhouette cutout, a service member, a couple, and a child, welded so that you can look through the panels. It's like looking back or forward into the life of service.
Kind of something that you want to hit you in the face and be like, this is what it is, this is what it means, and this is what we built it for.
Professional artist Tom Monaco was on the committee that selected the winning sculpture because he was commissioned to create it. He worked with Maria to help her realize her vision.
So it was a matter of trying not to color her viewpoint too much, you know, making sure that it was still her vision.
The Lakeland artist guided Maria, but let her do her own thing, from trying her hand at welding to picking out the script to use when carving the poem in the front glass panel.
And I'm like, so how do you visualize this being done? And she's like, well, I want it to be handwritten, but do we laser cut it? Do we engrave it? And then I work very closely with an artist named Frank Howard, who's a glass sculptor. So I said, well, why don't we carve it on a panel of glass and put it in front?
As a judge, Monaco said several of the student models showed real creativity.
They were beautiful to look at, but they were so abstract that we just couldn't even include them because we're like, this could be honor, this could be bologna sandwich, could be literally whatever you wanted to see in it. And it just lacked that element that would appeal to a broad audience.
But he says there were reasons why Maria's sculpture became the obvious choice.
When people come to the park to reflect, you want them to help that process of either remembering or honoring. And I think that her sculpture really just nailed it.
The nonprofit group Platform Art led the collaboration behind this first of three pieces that will become part of Lakeland's Veterans Memorial Park. Executive Director Cynthia Haffey says their partnership with veterans associations and first responders will continue for the next 2 years, with high school students competing to design the works of art. She had to dig deep to find poet William McGahee for permission to use his poem. She wrote the poetry website for help.
He wrote the poem when he was in high school. He was a theater major in college and had always been interested in joining the military, so he did that after school.
WUSF then contacted McGahee and asked if he would record his poem and send back the audio. In between patrols on his second tour in Afghanistan, Lieutenant William McGahee used an iPad to record his words while sitting on his bunk.
Now that I've shown you honor's way, keep to its path and do not stray. Heed the words of this meek scholar. This is how you rise to honor.
He also sent a message to be read at the sculpture's unveiling, saying in part that it serves as a reminder for all that art is still alive in American culture. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.